It's 5 minutes with me.
Hello, friends. It's Marco. Welcome to 5 minutes with me. We're going to do a little two-parter this week and next week on four specific tiny moments that during my teenage years resulted in a lifetime of youth ministry. So a few years back, I was speaking at a winter retreat for a bunch of junior hires, and on the last day of the weekend, a particularly bubbly middle school girl approached me and to tell me that she thought I might know her grandfather, a guy named Jerry Smith. I told her, while she beamed at me, "You would not be hearing me speak here this weekend if it weren't for your grandpa. He had a huge impact on my life and is one of a few people who saw something in me and gave me responsibilities and encouraged me toward the life that I've lived." That got me thinking about a handful of people who have played such a key role in influencing me, in addition to my parents, it should be said. And when it boils down to it, there were four specific moments in time, all of them crystal clear in my memory, even all these years later, that shaped me and changed the trajectory of my life. What really blows me away about these four moments is how insignificant they were in many ways and how insignificant they probably seemed to the four people involved with me at those times. They were just doing what they always did, saying the sorts of things they always said, but they profoundly shaped me. I've been in youth ministry now for 42 years, and these four people in these four little moments are why, along with all sorts of other God stuff like gifting and calling. I'll tell you two of the stories this week and then another two next week. Pay attention to what we can learn from these moments and your interactions with teenagers. Not that we need a bunch of students who will become 42-year youth ministry veterans, but more so that a bunch of teenagers will spend 42 or more years living into who God made them to be. Moment number one. The aforementioned Jerry Smith was my church's choir director and worship leader. He wasn't particularly cool, but he saw teenagers and called stuff out of them. We had a big teen choir at my church, and I was an active part of it from 12 to 18 years old, including participating in summer tours each of those years. Teen choir was a big part of my adolescent identity. The summer between my junior and senior year of high school, we were on a week-long tour, driving through the American South from our home in the Detroit area. Everyone rode in a bus or two, but Jerry always drove a car, so we had a non-bus vehicle for other purposes. And Jerry invited me, during one little driving leg, to ride in the front seat of his car with him. It doesn't really seem like a big deal. Like, many others got this chance also, and I think it was during that car ride that he asked me to be the president of the choir the next year. But oddly enough, that's not the emotional memory I have of that car ride. The memory is that Jerry talked to me like an adult. He asked questions about my life. He didn't treat me like a kid. And even that tiny act of inviting me into his car, which his wife was in also, by the way, gave me an enormous sense of being included, being validated. I was invited into the world of adults, and that had a massive impact on me. Jerry spoke into my life in hundreds of other ways before and after that car ride, especially since I worked with him on so many projects over the next year. But that car ride, where I was invited into the world of adults and treated as an equal, sticks with me all these years later. Moment number two. The second of these moments takes place the summer I was 16 years old. My church was pretty large, and we had two full-time youth workers. Gary was the high school director, and Steve was, at that point, the junior high director. Really, once I decided partway through my final year of high school that engineering was not for me and that I was supposed to go into youth ministry, I chose my university only because Gary and Steve had both attended there. Gary and Steve lived together in a fairly small apartment. As gifted as these guys were at youth ministry, their tiny apartment was not a hotbed of youth ministry activity. I'd never been there, and I wasn't aware that any of my friends had ever been there either. But Gary and Steve invited me to their apartment for lunch. There was no agenda. We didn't have a Bible study. They didn't speak a bunch of challenge or encouragement into my life, at least not that I remember. It was merely a casual conversation around sandwiches, nothing more. At least it was nothing more than that on the surface. But to me, it was a life-shaping moment. Just as I experienced when the choir director invited me to ride with him and his wife in his car, I was invited into the world of adults. I wasn't treated like a kid. They conversed with me casually, like I belonged there, like there was nothing out of the ordinary about the three of us having lunch in their home. I don't remember one word of that conversation, but I have vividly clear memories of what I felt. And along with other memories and shaping forces, it altered the trajectory of my life. Youth workers, draw your own implications. They're fairly obvious. And in the next episode, I'll share two more stories that reveal other stuff.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.